Hi everyone, welcome to another episode of Bogey Abitseta. I'm Aching Osanjo.
Hey, you're whom?
Aching.
You don't have an English name.
Sagi Kutumia. I don't even know the song you're humming.
Oh, should I sing it?
Yeah, you better.
Stacey's mama's got it going on.
So, did you introduce?
You know, let me say. Simna ni jua by now. But yeah, Jina Kubwa Industry again. My name is Devin Zay. Welcome to Bogey Abitseta. Asanteni sana for tuning in.
How was your week?
Oh, my week. My week was not the best. Woke up on Monday and I was like, hey, kuni sijalala ya kutosha. And vile sikuzi, I usually sleep early. So I was like, hey, okay, I don't know what's going on. Maybe I'm just dehydrated. Woke up on Tuesday feeling the same. I was like, okay, maybe a small stomach upset. Na sijakula maini siku mingi. So sikuwa na hopes. Nikaamua kukula tu maini. Then, yeah.
Wednesday, I'm shaking my head in the background.
Then on Wednesday, woke up feeling the same. I was like, ah, no, hii imezidi sasa. Went for quick checkup because it was like my tonsils were reacting. So I got but you don't antibiotics quick. Then nirudi nimeze ziishe. I'm good. Hey, kidogo. 3 injections, bro. So after this injection, you come for another one on Thursday, then on Friday, then give you more medications. Go like, bro, I thought it was just an easy thing, but apparently it's not. So, yeah, and then so I've been on medication rather. From your Wednesday, back next week. So normally, I don't even love alcohol. Like, I'm like, I need tangi, you know. So, but once you're given antibiotics, hey, that thing can call you. Go to like Tevo, come check out this men's section. come to kidogo wangalie. But you can't. So, sijui, unapata tu another queue, sijui imetoka wapi. But other than that, now I'm good. Energy is back. I can exercise. Like it was, yeah, that thing was, it was a bug. But now the software is updated.
That's dope.
How are you doing?
I mean, miniko sawa. I'm trying to remember if anything memorable happened during my week.
Nothing memorable.
No, it's actually a quite an eventful week. And I'm like, yeah, I live for those weeks.
Eventful or uneventful?
Uneventful. It's an uneventful, but okay. It was an uneventful week.
Bundles za kizungu zimeisha mapema. Zinafa kuisha episode ikenda kuisha.
But literally, yeah. I'm trying to remember. So I remember walking. Mm-hmm. You know how sometimes you walk.
Remember walking.
Yeah, I remember walking.
Don't you remember the mundane things? But proceed.
Yeah, I live for the mundane. But anyway, as in, I remember there was something I thought about, and I was like, I'll say this on the podcast, and then nimesahau. But I've remembered.
Nimesahau kukumbuka.
Imagine. But I've remembered one now, and it's. I think the funny thing that I've been thinking about this week is how we have to be. Being politically correct isn't bad, I honestly think, you know, because people who tend to argue against political correctness are just the guys who tend to be the majority who don't want to adjust to the changes suggested by the minority, you know. Come on, for instance, how us, the majority now, don't want to recognize people who have weird pronouns.
My goodness, you're getting too political. No. It was just, how is your week?
No, as in, it's...
Your week, it may turn out to, philosopher.
It's leading to deep shit, listen. No, because I was like, you know, so as in... But then the thing is now, in the fight to be politically correct, guys are really arguing for... What will I say? How will I put this nicely? Like, now, okay, there's something called cancel culture, right? And when I was editing episode last week, I was like, if I listen to this phrase as someone from this side, will I be offended? You know, okay, I think the biggest thing when you're creating content is just not wanting to be cancelled. And that's what I've been thinking a lot about this week, you know. Like how we had that whole argument about racism and slavery, and I like edited that out. So I've been thinking a lot about like the political correctness And that's how my week has been. I'm just like, moving forward, what is free expression and what is, what's offensive, basically? And can you appease everyone? Amma, do you just agree? This is my line. What I talk offended, shauriao. And then you just move forward.
Well, you said it. You can't appease everyone.
Yeah.
It's a very tricky and Sijui. Me at a Sijui. I didn't even know we had an argument about that, but you just edited it out. Sijui mbona
unaniekelea? I haven't declared you.
Umesema we had an argument. Then,
bro, I said I had an argument.
You just edited that part.
I'm also editing this part.
We would edit here, bro. But yeah, even though kumekua.
Yeah.
So, today, we decided to talk about KICD.
No, I was supposed to introduce it in a different tweet.
Sorry.
You're taking my points.
Okay. All of us.
Punches you in the face.
Mm-hmm.
I edited out his scream, so you won't hear it. But yeah, I mean, punch goes on.
Okay. Right.
How did you hear about the term character development?
Mbono meka character development na si Kenya Institute of Character Development.
No, <'cause>
that was your line.
That was my line. Toughen.
I mean, the last episode, you ulisanya line yangu, but I played cool. I'm not even saying it. I was like, bro.
No, which line?
I'm supposed to say that.
Which line? Nah. Which line? No, Suseme, so cool. What line was no. This? Suseme. Suseme.
Easy video.
You're cool. Reaching here, he's lying.
Ah, yeah.
Angi Yangusha, you know how we do it, drop facts.
Yeah, okay. So, today we're talking about character development, Osanjo?
Mm-hmm.
Tuambie.
No, I guess I had... Nime
kufunja roo in wiki uka kamua, auta yache slide.
I think it's because I saw some tweets about it this week and I was like, yeah, let's talk about character development. Like, yay. Mm-hmm. And I think also it's social media that introduced me to the phrase character development. I stay away from them. Kevo,
steer clear.
Yeah, but I think for me it's social media, and I was like, I'm always scared with the term character development.
Character development. Me I did it high school the first time.
Wongo. No, it's not the literal.
Yeah.
Is that the literary set?
Yeah,
it's me.
Literally, yeah.
Literally. I'm just gonna say literally. No, but anyway, like leave aside like the literary interpretation of character development. Now the social media, like, is it? Do we say contemporary?
Yeah.
Use of it.
Ish.
Now? What? Yeah, man.
Bundle Zimerud, you very subscribe.
Yo, bundle Imenda.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but like, where did you hear about the term character development from?
I honestly don't know. I just think. Everything good comes from Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I miss Twitter. Oof, I've been Twitter, I think, almost 30 days. I deleted my account, I should say. But,
why? We'll delete the account?
Yeah, I deleted the account.
Why?
I just need peace, man. I need to be focused. Anyway, that's not what why we're here. Maybe Twitter in particular character development.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think I heard it first from Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so... Yeah, Twitter is just full of modern day lingo, like that's where all good expressions come from nowadays.
Yeah, true.
Mm.
So should we do the honors and read some? I was doing research and I was like, I really like the tweets I've found online.
Yeah.
And I'll proceed to read them. Okay. Maybe you can rate them. I don't know. Just react. So kuna this one by some guy called Kiprono Nono.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, ile character development nimepigwa na wasichana wa Nairobi. .. Is nothing compared to what these Kalenjin girls from Eldoret have done to me.
So wasichana wa LD wanapatia proper
character development.
Uh-huh.
And then some guy was like, this guy is called @babu_kramer. He says, entrepreneurship will give you proper character development than a real relationship.
Mm-hmm. By the way, let's just dwell on that a bit.
Hmm.
Mepigo character development ya pesa.
Yeah, he asked me this before we recorded, and I'm like, I'm trying to remember.
Mm-hmm.
But it was not even really like character development, because when I lost that money, it was done in such a polite way.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't even mad. So,
so the best way to spindle you is be kind to you.
No, it was like circumstances that are out of the guy's control. So I was like, you know what?
Is this Forex? Because Forex people is mostly never in there. Huh?
I was helping some guy out with some work.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was expecting money from the client who didn't pay. And I was like, yeah, it's okay. But we'd had a good relationship prior. So okay. I was like.
So the client didn't pay.
Yeah.
So is this marketing?
No.
Uh-huh.
This is article writing.
Ah.
Yeah.
That happens also in article writing.
That's like a cutthroat industry, my man.
All right. Mm-hmm.
And then this one is the character development that dating as a teen in Nairobi can give you. Then crying emoji, skull emoji without the X, they are pirates. but funny enough, I didn't have this experience.
Dating as a teen.
Yeah, thank Jesus. Mm-hmm. And then this chick, I think she's just attacked me personally. She's Raquel Gavigia, right? Mm-hmm. That's at Raquel Gavigia. She's like, I think my biggest character development course in Nairobi was with an upcoming artist / DJ. Now, if you play even guitar for fun, my friend, exit left, please.
So, apparently, what I hear are DJs and photographers in Nairobi.
Yeah.
Ogopa sana.
But basically, imagine I don't blame her. Mm-hmm. I don't blame her because at her mimi, like, I'm in the creative industry, but I would never, ever date someone in that industry in Nairobi. No, my Jesus. I'm so sorry because I work with these people, so I know.
What do you know?
I'm not saying all of them are bad. Mm-hmm. I feel like, especially when they're up. No, I think it's just a character thing when you're in this industry where there's all these pretty people and you have access to them, and like, especially if you're powerful.
So much like, creative industry kind of pretty people.
Hey, paintings. Okay. Hi, gay. Okay. Eh? There's a reason why Simanga LA is like the most vain, like, is it a city? It's a city, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
In the States. It's because that industry attracts a lot of attractive individuals.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have access to all these people, and it's like, nah. Let me just tell you, creative individuals, especially like if they're into the hype, because most of them buy into the hype. If they're chill, then cool.
Don't believe the hype.
Never believe the hype, to be honest. But like, let me just tell you, creatives in Nairobi will give you proper character development.
And your people?
Who's my people?
Your people.
Who's my people?
The people from the lakeside.
That's another category of people I try to avoid also. Hey.
So you can't take people from your place.
Imagine, to be honest, like, no. Like, especially when I
drink. So is it true?
Huh? It's so true. Uh-huh. Oh my. Uh-huh. From the broke ones, to the ugly ones, to the super nice ones, to the rich ones, all of them.
All of them.
It's just a bad, what do you think? A bad bucket of apples.
Wacha unajua umeingilia watu sana. Wewe, ushailishana character development.
I'm sure I am.
Uh-huh.
But mine is never intentional.
You're so sweet. You didn't even know he was into you.
No, here's the thing, though. Because I think I had this like conversation with someone on the bus on my way home, and I was telling her how.
A person you know, I'm a random person.
That was like in the swivel. So this chick
was. Random person.
No, because it's.
I'm asking a question. Was it random or you know the person?
Yeah.
I'm listening.
Let me listen.
Are you one of those people?
What's happening
to that? I don't have to.
No.
Matatu. Yeah. Akona. Mashida zake. Alafu na muongezia zako.
No, skia.
Na kusikiza.
Basi wana shida kuitara. Na here's the thing though. Okay. Like on a swivel. Like it in a yellow bus. So it feels like a school bus. And then like we go together all the time. So we kind of know each other. We have like this rapport. It's friendly.
Okay.
So here's the thing. Like I started talking to her and I was like, how? And I've lost my train of thought. Look what you do.
Character development.
Okay, no, I was talking about like, I was telling this chick how I'm such a polite person, I'm nice, I'm like chill-ish. I'm dramatic, but I'm like chill when it comes to people.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to explain this, but basically, I was telling this chick that if I was a dude, I would break so many hearts, and it wouldn't even be intentional.
Mm-hmm.
It would be just because I'm polite. You know how, for instance, someone comes on to you and they're like, I don't know how to let you down. And then like someone else comes on to you and like, I don't know how to let you down. So you find yourself juggling five people and you don't want to break their hearts, you know.
I think...
I'm sure I'll be a fly nigga, so...
correct me if I'm wrong, but most girls would want to be guys just to heartbreak girls.
No, you're not getting my train of thought. My train of thought is me, I'll be
leaving. Unknowingly. You will be?
I'll be living my life looking fly.
Yeah.
And then some chick is like, I want to date you. And then I'll be like, okay. Maybe the first one. Then the second one comes and then it's like, date you. I'm like, I don't know how to let her down gently. So I'm like, okay. Then another one comes, and I'm like, okay. So
you're just being nice.
I'm being nice. I end up doing the most damage than I'm actually fucking.
Maybe you have too much love. And if you express it all to one person, it can be damaging.
No.
So you spread the love to different people.
No, me see fungui branches. Me, I just know, I just want to break people's hearts.
Mm-hmm.
And then all these comments like, you're a scumbag. And I'm like, no, I was being polite. I didn't want to hurt you people. So mm-hmm. I was telling her, like, yeah, I would definitely,
mm-hmm.
I would definitely just do that. But anyway.
So yeah, ujalishana, in a nutshell, what you're trying to say is ujapatia mtu character development in Nairobi.
No, like if I have, it's been unknowingly.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not, because I'm polite.
Oh, umepewa.
Listen, so there's this one.
No, umepewa.
There's a tweet by a guy called mm-hmm. @TheSuitStar, and uh-huh. he says, ati hii Nairobi mnasemata onesmas anaweza piga girl child character development. Ones, onesmas.
Amechukua police, yeah?
Kevo, na Brian. There's another one tunasahau. Kulikuwa na Kevin, kulikuwa na Brian.
Mm-hmm.
Mama Brian, Mama Kevo. Na gani tena inakuanga?
Hiyo ingine sijui.
Ama it was just those two. Nikama mm-hmm. Mama Mary na Mama Wambui. I feel like those were like the 8 ones for us.
Okay. So wewe kupeana?
I don't know. That's
how you said story.
No, I've said mm-hmm. if I did it, it was unintentional and mm-hmm. unknowingly, so I wouldn't really know if I've done character development to someone. Because
mm-hmm.
even like my last relationship, it was just a nice mutual end, so it wasn't really character development. Like, you crying? It was just, this is nice. It
must be nice.
It is. Can yeah. I read the last tweet?
Okay.
But yeah, this one is like how character development can also come from the state. So this lady is called @Tapsaga, and she was like, "Ati, speaking of Kenyan roads, they really just blocked the access to Kenyatta Avenue from Uhuru Park. Just like that, no warning, nothing." And then the guy was like, "Kenya, teaching us character development since 1964. And I really felt that.
Why?
Kaufman truly be playing us. But if there's one country that's really getting character development, it's Lebanon. We talked about them last week, and I feel like at this point, we just need to mention and make you guys aware of like the problems. Mm-hmm. Do you know how one steamer from now had demandy? Because they don't have fuel.
Damn.
The whole country. Some guy was like, he lives on the 11th floor.
So I'm cool L.
Yeah, I'm cool L. And I'm kwa gari. I'm going to stairs. What I do. But anyway, yeah, that was it. The different categories of character development from our very shallow research on social media. Have you know maybe put your character development in money, I guess.
Money, no. Fortunately, I don't know. I haven't invested that much money that I can say I felt like pain.
Yeah.
So money wise, no. Mm-hmm. No character development. Nah. I'm fortunate.
I feel like, is this money or like career development? I don't know. Like, I tend to introduce myself as a singer-songwriter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I remember this one is like, I think the most recent form of character development.
Mm-hmm.
So a chick we kind of tried doing something musically with called mm-hmm. Tess. Hi, Tess.
Mm-hmm.
I'll send her this link. But anyway,
mm-hmm.
so Tess called me for a gig at her place where she works.
Yeah.
And I was like, they wanted it to be weekly. It's this like new startup joint in Nairobi. It's in a nice cute little corner of town.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, they'd love to have like acoustic music Fridays.
Okay.
Yeah. So... What happened? So Tess called me, and then I was like, yay, let me go for the gig. So I knew she wanted an extra singer, so I called my friend B, who has a beautiful voice.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, B is there, I'm there. So B and I are singing.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, let me just tell you, B has a beautiful voice, and it's strong and powerful.
Okay.
And then mine tends to be soft. I wouldn't say sultry, but I have like a voice too, and it sounds okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then now we were singing, and then this chick took Liz out of nowhere. So she's also the third singer who's supposed to be doing the gigs with us.
Yeah.
This chick has a beautiful voice. She's okay. actually performed, she was training to be an opera singer.
Ish.
So,
okay. Yeah.
So you can imagine, there's B,
mm-hmm.
and then there's her. Let me just tell you, that gig, it was two people singing.
Mm-hmm.
As in, everyone will go, like, you know how once you're done with the gig, okay, I'm usually used to getting feedback, and guys will be like, oh my gosh, we love your voice, you're doing so amazing. Your mm-hmm. gig, I don't think, was like a fly on the wall.
So you need character development.
And that was proper character development. Because then I'll tell people, I don't want to go there anymore. I don't feel good. And stuff like that. I don't even get to, like, skika when I'm singing. It's not even their fault.
Yeah.
But then guys were like, no, you just go. You just go. I think for, like, how many weeks did they go there? Was it 3 or 4? That was proper character development. Kulengwa every single week.
Damn. Damn, Polly.
Imagine I'm strong. I'm done with it.
But yeah, at least it didn't break you like Zileza.
No, it exposed me to the reality that, like, you won't always be the best singer, and you have to do that. It's like how there was like, oh, there'll always be a prettier chick, a taller chick, someone richer.
Someone with a better car.
Exactly. So I was
J. Cole says it all in Love Yours.
Oh, let's do Love Yours.
I just said Love Yours. No such thing.
There's a life that's better than yours.
Yeah. Hey, but Nairobi pia mimi nimekula to character development. Nilisho character development a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never been the same. But for every one girl who inflicts pain on a man, just a measly, a paltry 10 girls will suffer. Measly. No, it's not even a huge number. So have I kulishana character development?
Mm-hmm.
And no, let me also say, I didn't even know I was doing it. I was just being nice.
Ah,
But yeah, kama nishai kulisha character development and you're listening to this, it's in your life.
You're sharing the link with the house.
Cine life. It'll happen. But yeah, it's just life. Like, things happen.
Mm.
As in, sometimes it's necessary.
Mm-hmm.
Kwanza, let me say this fake deep quote. It's not fake deep from the person who said it. But the discovery of innocence is its loss. So, like, once you just discover, like, wow. Unfortunately, you get to a point in life where you discover this is just how life is. You know, like, sometimes things happen. You can't even interpret them. It's just how it is. Like utalishwa character development. Nimeangusha hapo. Utalishwa to character development. Like life will continue. It's nothing personal. So ndio itakuuma. You'll be in a bad state for maybe a year. Maybe you'll heal fast.
Yeah.
You know, so but yeah, like hurt people. People who are hurt. Hurt people will hurt people.
Yeah.
You know, so Sidri, I'm not advocating. Okay, I kinda am, but I wouldn't like to be like at your go for therapy. I wouldn't want to prescribe something that I haven't done.
Yeah.
But I hear therapy is good. So kama umeumiswa. Yeah. And yeah, there are little like I don't want to sound pessimistic, but human beings will always kind of let you down. Sidri, maybe it's also it also comes from expectations.
Yeah.
Maybe you're just expecting too much of people.
Yeah.
You know. And utaumia. So Sidri, like, how do you balance between expecting something from your friends and also understanding that, you know, they don't owe you shit?
I can't answer that question.
You know, it's a bit tricky.
Yeah,
It's a bloodline.
Yeah.
So expectations will always kill you. You'll expect, oh,
yeah,
Nani is your friend. He must do this. Hey. Yeah. Yeah, so sometimes maybe they're not even hurting you. It's you hurting yourself. So
yeah, I feel like, I like the point you said about life. Because I think I was doing laundry and I just remembered, like, my mom's story. And I was like, life in general, like, you know, there can be money, it can be relationship, it can be career, it can be friendships.
Uh-huh.
And then just life in general can give you character development. Because, like, I think my dad passed away when she was 29.
Damn.
And I am super, super close to that age. Mm-hmm. And at that time, she had 3 children.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to think. Yeah, she had 3, like me, my sister, and my brother.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking about it, and I'm like, that was hardcore.
Yeah.
Like, character development, you know?
Because
now, like, you knew, like, you expected life to give you this kind of, how will I put it? Like,
roses.
Yeah, life gave you, life put you on this trajectory.
Mm-hmm.
And then now you expected it to continue like that, you know, because you're the husband, you both had the job, you were, like, you had this whole life planned out, and then life is like, nope.
Come here. Kucha.
No, and then it's like, I don't know, I think today it hit me, like, the reality of, like, what she went through, and I'm just like, wow.
It's too much.
That was proper because it was emotional, it was financial, it was social because it was pressure from the family, and then like pressure from yourself. And especially like now that's family, and then of course ask the kids also.
I
think today morning when I was thinking about her, I was just like, how did she even do it, you know? Because I'm just like, if I was in her shoes, I do not know if I'll be able to do what she did, like half of what she did. Because in a span of like 5 years, that mama, that was like hard, you know? And I'm just like, wow, that now, you know, like, not even trying to be funny, like, you know, social media makes it funny, but like, that was.
Yeah, that like, you think like you're on trajectory to do things.
Then
you're like, see, even in just the smallest things, like I was just saying, I was just like the day before talking about how people should be healthy. It's due workout, then a small bug hits you. Like that's a very small thing.
Yeah, now imagine,
now imagine just, you know, a spouse.
Yeah. Cause a like spouse dying, a
spouse leaving, you know, like many things, like sibling rivalry where like siblings are not talking to each other. You know, there are many things that can give you a proper character development. Losing your job.
Yeah.
My goodness. Where? That one will give you proper character development.
Do you have a story about that?
Of income. To be honest, I'm healed, so.
You want to tell us about it?
No, I'm at a proper place right now, so. But, like, losing a source of income can be. Yeah, it just gives you surgery. You kind of now start prioritizing the things that are important, you know. And you're like, wow, I was wasting so much money on so much useless things. And yeah, it can make you bitter.
Yeah.
So the thing about character development, it can make you two things. One of them is bitter. The other is just making you kinder. So yeah, for like losing a job, it never made me bitter. But I think the relationship, that I got it was a bit bitter for a while. So yeah, I wouldn't want to, like, I've actually grown from all this careers that have taken me to where I am. So yeah, like if I start going into detail, I might besmirch someone's name, and I wouldn't want to do that. But yeah, just there are character developments everywhere. Even a team can give you a character development.
Football
can give you character development for days. Serious wounds. I know you won't understand.
I really won't.
Your dog can give you character development.
Oh my God. Can I just say, like, I used to always be like, because, you know, now I know for sure, like, I was raised by a single mom. So it was guys would be like, would you want to be a single mom? Like, people ask this question, like, like you have a choice, like I'll be single. I know people actually do that. So I was like, would I, before I'd be like, I don't really want to actively pursue that line, but like if it fell upon me, like kuna jamaa mwanaume aseme nope, I left for ende, then okay. But then now I know for sure I will chain that nigga to the house, because like I tried with my dog. Like I got this puppy, he was like I think 2 months old. Raising a little living thing, need tougher than tough. Let me.
And dogs are supposed to be loyal.
Dogs are loyal. I think that was like the process of building the loyalty. Like, wow, raising a puppy was just intense. And you know, the thing is, a puppy you can train in a month and he's good.
Yeah.
No, imagine a human baby. I think that you really got proper. I was crying because I was stressed.
Do you think you've. Talking of humans, have you given your mom character development?
I'm sure I have, but like me, I'm just saying you, Milo, I'm in a character development in Guinea. Like you know, there's even something called puppy blues. Like, you know how moms have baby blues, like
postpartum.
It's postpartum. I confuse it with postmortem. I don't want to say death, but like, yeah, postpartum depression is like a thing, and like puppy blues. I think it stems from having the reality and the expectation to be completely different. Exactly what you're saying before, like, character development just stems from expectations and, like, wow. Let me just say I will never, ever. If you're here and you're listening, just know we're raising that baby together.
Who you're talking to? Your future husband?
Might be listening. Oh. Our baby daddy. So I live rent for much. I feel like even if you're not, like, romantically tied, we live together 3 years.
Financial.
fine. Yeah, like this whole thing of like marriage, you know, like people are always like, oh, it's love. No, it stems from a social contract where, you know, you would combine incomes and efforts to raise children successfully for the best outcomes in the future. And I'm like, yeah.
So unataka kwenda out. Hiyo ndio kitu unataka kusema. Tutafute Kevo ama Brian kwa hii show.
No. Stay away.
Tukutafute nani kwa show?
Unadhani sina?
Hauna.
Wait, jidanganye hapo. Flips my hers.
Hauna.
No. Don't believe it.
You can't don't believe the hype, but usanjo anamse. So we can't talk slide in number yake ni
07. But like seriously though, like me, you pointed the dog.
Mm-hmm.
Proper character development. But no, I can't live without him. But like, what, that was hardcore shit.
Mm-hmm. Anything you've discovered?
I'd say go listen to the podcast. Okay, mm-hmm. I discovered it like a long time ago. It's called You're Wrong About.
Mm-hmm.
And they talk about this stuff like, whatever I talked about, like how my week was, like the whole thing of political correctness and like basically the whole premise of the podcast is panics people tend to have and what they stem from, you know, like if there's a panic about killer clowns, you'll tend to, like even for instance the satanic panic, you know how Illuminati just blew up, if like even was this like to kick up primary school, right? Illuminati all over.
Was it just that theory or something? Was it true? You know if it's true.
I tend to watch movies and I see those signs everywhere these days. But like this whole thing, okay, those basically this podcast talks about like panics and like moral panics. You know how, for instance, how watoto ati we have this sudden panic watoto wananza kulewa too much, and it's like they look at it deeper and you always find it tends to be just social anxieties.
It is
by the majority, like for instance now guys are like, oh, there's so much LGBTQI on the TV, and I'm like, yeah, but like the panic stems from just something that unsettles them and they don't want to make an adjustment to, because eventually, like if you look at it, we used to have a panic about music and the stuff we listen to now. We had a panic about women working, and then you look at it now, as if we just tend to resist change, and then there's this panic, and then we get over it, and then change happens, and then you're like, ah, it wasn't that serious. So yeah, you listen to the podcast You're Wrong About, you'll definitely love it.
Change is the only constant thing in life.
Yeah.
Yeah. So have I discovered anything? I honestly feel so bad coming to the show having not discovered anything Kenyan, because...
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I remember.
We
do Kenyan.
That impersonation is so poor. But
we do Kenyan.
Yeah. So... let's see. As I was saying, have I discovered anything? Not anything that I can think of. So I'll have to plug in someone else.
Mm-hmm.
There's a guy called Jack Butcher. So Jack Butcher on all platforms, I guess. On Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn. Jack Butcher is a very, very good designer. He has a page called Visualize Value as well on Instagram. Check it out. It is actually really good. It gives you those quotes, like really good quotes with a good depiction, like either, like, I don't know, something well thought. So check Jack Butcher out on all platforms, as well as his page called Visualize Value. I think it's the same name for his company. That's about it from me.
Oh, wait. Do you think we should ask our listeners to send us voice notes so that we put them at the end of the episode?
Actually, yes. For the people who've been listening to us, yeah, send us if you'd want to be featured. Yeah, Tuma. Yeah. Also, most, as I keep on saying, if you have a business and you want to be plugged, this is it. This is for you.
Our 20 listeners.
Yeah, the number's grown, eh?
Yeah.
Alrighty. Tume kafunga.
Yeah.
Nakame.
Amanda. What did you
know? Sijui dumeza phrase tume kafunga. Let me say shout out to Mark. Shout out to Max to make a funga cashless.
Ciao.
Bella, ciao.